Good morning. It's a bit daunting, you know, coming to the pulpit knowing that you're doing the finale. Not quite sure if how we'll go with that one, but hopefully it'll be all right. As John has sort of said, we're doing a kind of concluding the Empowering of the Holy Spirit sort of series this morning. And one of the things that I thought that I would do, having thought about what I should do and what was left to do, having done all the things that we have done about gifts and fruit and just everything about the Holy Spirit, I thought we'd just kind of take a simpler look, really, at the Holy Spirit in us and just what could he possibly be doing with us on a daily basis. And I thought Pearl up here this morning was a real classic example of the Holy Spirit empowering a group of people to go out and do something, didn't you? Isn't that a fantastic thing? Anyway, just can I ask you a question? Do you know that every Christian is empowered by the Holy Spirit from birth? Of course they are, aren't they? When you're born again, that's when your real birth is as a Christian. As Jesus pointed out to Nicodemus, you're born from above. Whoosh. Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3, if you're not born of the Spirit, you cannot be part of the kingdom of God. So when you were born, you were empowered by the Spirit. From that moment, so let me ask you another question. How empowered by the Spirit do you feel this morning? So here's another little thought. We're sat in here worshipping God. So just cast your mind back to what Jesus taught the woman of Samaria. God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So if you are in Jesus, if you are born again, born from above, empowered by the Holy Spirit, you'll have been worshipping God in spirit and truth this morning. So isn't that amazing? That you've been worshipping God in a way that wasn't possible for you to do before you were born again. You're empowered in your worship. Although you may not feel it or not realize it, once you take in Jesus through the Holy Spirit and be born again, you can worship God in spirit in a way you couldn't before. In our first reading, Jesus said that we will receive the Spirit of truth, who will live in us and be with us forever. So let's just ponder that one. The Holy Spirit now lives in us, and he does it forever. So he empowers you forever. That's from your birth, your new birth. Now, at this very moment, and into eternity. Forever. Wow. Isn't that stunning? Gets better, you know. The Holy Spirit living in us empowers us to be children of God, adopted into our Heavenly Father's family. Not estranged, not kept at a distance, but adopted children of God. Great-grandfather, going back in past, greatest of grandfathers, Abraham. No longer estranged from God, not of the world. You're empowered not to be of the world. Isn't it incredible that we are empowered to be children of the living God? Isn't that incredible? Just a basic thing that the Holy Spirit empowers us to be. Children of the living God. What a place to start, isn't it? But it doesn't end there, you know. It gets better. Jesus said, "You will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." So the Holy Spirit, he empowers us to be in Jesus, as Jesus is in the Father. I love this phrase. We are seamlessly empowered to be part of Jesus, to be part of the Father, seamlessly joined by the Holy Spirit. You can't be taken apart again. There is no join anymore. You are empowered to be in Jesus forever. Ever. Now, isn't that a wow one? That is incredible, isn't it? Forever and ever and ever, you are empowered by the Holy Spirit to be in Jesus, who is in the Father. Wow. We sat here and we don't even realize it. Incredible. But it doesn't end there. Because the Holy Spirit, he empowers us to have Jesus in us. Jesus said, he and the Father will come and make their home in us, with us, around us. How fantastic is that? The Holy Spirit puts Jesus right in here, somewhere. Not quite sure which bit, all over probably. From the bottom of your soul up, Jesus is in you. Once you are born again. And that's because the Holy Spirit empowers that for you. So how fantastic is that? You're sat there with Jesus in you. So let me ask you again that question. How empowered by the Holy Spirit do you feel this morning? I've only just started, so. So let me answer you that question. I'll tell you now, you are right empowered this morning. Right empowered. Haven't you? Whether you knew it or not. So how incredible is that? How incredible is the Holy Spirit empowering us? So let me ask you then, what's it like to be empowered by the Holy Spirit on a daily basis? It's a really hard question to answer. Pearl gave us some of the answer this morning, didn't she? But let's try and answer that question from what happened to Peter in our second reading. Because there's no doubt, when you read through the life of Peter, that Peter was empowered by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. To start with, he got the zap at Pentecost with the tongues of fire, didn't he? He got the, I've got to go out that door and preach to 3,000 people, empowerment, and the words to say. And not only that, the power in those words to bring 3,000 people into the church and start the church, big bang style, boom. Yeah. So, and then of course, he went on in his ministry, healing the lame man at the temple and all the other things that he did. So there's no way that Peter wasn't empowered by the Holy Spirit, is there? So he's a good example to take hold of, isn't he? And look at and say, how did it affect Peter on a daily basis? Well, we've only got a little bit of time, so we can only look at the reading, really. But our reading finds Peter praying on his rooftop of his house. And of course, because they had flat roofs in those days and whatever, and people used to sleep up there, get out the heat and so on. So, but Peter was up there praying on his rooftop. It seems that eventually he was missing his dinner. Because it says that he was starting to feel hungry and that somebody was preparing his dinner for him. Lucky man. So even Peter, empowered by the Holy Spirit, on his rooftop praying, was struggling a bit because he felt hungry. Yeah? Now the interesting thing here is that the Holy Spirit grabs hold of that feeling of hunger and uses it to teach Peter something. And we have this business of the sheet coming down and going up and coming down and going up and whatever, full of food that Peter, as a Jew, was not supposed to eat. Yeah? We have all that going on. And in out of that, the Holy Spirit teaches Peter that Jesus' death and resurrection had widened the people fishing net. So that fishing net that Jesus said to him, you're going to cast that over the side not to catch fish, you're going to cast it over the side to catch people, to catch men, catch women, children. Holy Spirit was saying to him, well, now is the time to make sure that net's bigger. Because you're not just going to catch Jewish people, you're going to catch everybody. You're going to catch people like us lot, the religiously unclean. The Gentiles. Yes, that's what we're called. Non-Jews. So, and that's a kind of thought that was in our first reading when Jesus was asked by Judas, who wasn't Judas Iscariot, why the gospel was only for them. And Jesus basically said, it's not, it's for everybody who believes. And that's what Peter's being taught here by the Holy Spirit again. So this is, a pre-lunch piece of Holy Spirit empowering visionary. Have you ever had one of those on your rooftop? Find a rooftop, go and try and have one. Just be careful when you go up there. But this incident, if you like, where the Holy Spirit used what was in Peter, his hunger and the fact that he was praying, used that to set direction for what was to come next in his ministry, in his life. All worked through with religiously clean and unclean foods which seemingly, the whole thing seemed really boring and difficult for those of us who were not involved in eating different sorts of foods in Jewish religion. And yet, such a simple message that the Holy Spirit was bringing to Peter. Straightforward. Widen your fishing net. Because the Holy Spirit knew what was going to happen next. Peter didn't. Despite all his empowering, all his tongues of flame, he didn't know what was going to happen next until the Holy Spirit told him and prepared him for that ministry. So, being empowered by the Holy Spirit means being directed by him at any time of the day, in any place of his choosing, even when you're hungry and struggling to pray. And if necessary, in a vision. So it can be just a little thing. It could be washing up. It does tend to be when you're a bit more tuned in than washing up, I think, but not necessarily. It's a place of the Holy Spirit's choosing. Now, Peter had barely recovered from the Holy Spirit giving him this kind of new direction, and is still in the pondering phase, it seems, when the Holy Spirit started again. Simon, imagine having this spoken into your ear. Three men are looking for you. So get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I've sent them. Notice there's no mention of his lunch, by the way. Don't know if he ever got it or not. I guess he must have done. Anyway, I think they probably stayed for lunch. Yeah, so the Holy Spirit is now speaking to him directly. So Peter had to now listen to what the Holy Spirit was saying to him. And here he's being empowered with a piece of knowledge, really, that he wouldn't have known at that time, at that point in time. Bit like a sort of prophetic piece of knowledge. These people are going to come, go with them. I've sent them. So he didn't know what he was going to go and do. He didn't know who they were. He didn't know anything about it. He just knew he had to go and do something. Before those men could come and ask him, the Holy Spirit had said, you're going to go and do that, whatever it is. So being empowered by the Holy Spirit means listening to those promptings and those commands that come through. It means being tuned in to his wavelength and recognizing when he is speaking to you. Now that might sound bizarre, but actually it can be reasonably common in your Christian life. That all of a sudden you can be there somewhere and the Holy Spirit says to you, go over there, just chat. Doesn't tell you what to say. Oh, why don't you go and speak? What about act of kindness over there? And you don't know what's going to come from that. He does. Peter didn't know what was going to come from these men coming to his house and going with them. The Holy Spirit knew. Do not hesitate when he speaks to you. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. So where, I wonder, will the Holy Spirit direct you to go tomorrow, today, this afternoon, next week? tonight. It's exciting, you know, being part of God's kingdom, a child of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit. If you're tuned in, you never know. Pray for that person. Now. You don't know what the Holy Spirit is going to ask you to do. It can be really exciting. It doesn't have to be a great big, I'm going to go to China and be a missionary or whatever. It can be as simple as just going across the road and talking to somebody who you know vaguely. And suddenly the words that you're saying are something that they needed to hear. You wouldn't have known that. We are a Holy Spirit resource waiting to be sent. Do you know that? Who will go for me? I will go. Send me. For Peter, the empowering of the Holy Spirit didn't end with him going to the house of Cornelius, a Gentile. It continued with him being empowered when he got there to preach the gospel to the Gentiles who were all gathered there, the family, the friends, the servants, the hangers-on, the people he'd invited, the neighbours. And for the first time, this kind of Holy Spirit empowerment of Peter, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. He hadn't been even finished speaking. He was still speaking. And bang, the Holy Spirit came upon the Gentiles. You lot, me, us, the rest of the world. See, Peter became empowered by the Holy Spirit to empower others to receive Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Isn't that amazing? It is amazing. And you can do that too. I can do that. It's not just for Peter. He can empower any one of us to go out and talk to somebody, be there for somebody who suddenly finds Jesus, because we're empowered to take Jesus to them. Because we're children of God. The Holy Spirit empowers us to preach the gospel. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit from within as children of God to listen, to follow the direction that he sets, to go where he sends us, and to act upon and to speak the words that he gives us to say. You won't know what to say until you say them. And then you won't realize that what you've said is what he wanted you to say in the first place, half the time. And it may only be a week later when somebody says to you, you know what you said to me? Changed my life. We may not sort of plant a new church like Peter, but we may bless a single life that day to find Jesus, or to find the path, the journey to Jesus. You never know. You might just be planting a seed, and somebody else at the back of the church will be coming along to water it later. You just don't know. But listen and go. Do what he tells you. Get tuned in to what Jesus wants. Peter was empowered by the Holy Spirit in such a way that he simply listened, went, acted, and spoke. But it was the Holy Spirit that supplied the power that changed the lives. Not Peter, the Holy Spirit supplied the power through Peter that changed the lives of people. And we're empowered by the Holy Spirit. And we have Jesus, his Father, and Jesus living in us, within us. And I'd encourage you from now on to put aside time to go and every day at some point, if you're not doing it, go in a place and just sit down and pray. And don't forget that that praying involves listening. Yeah? There's more importance in the listening part of prayer almost than there is in what you say. What you babble on about, what I babble on about, is more what he wants to do in and through us. And he might even, if you listen, he might even inspire you to pray for something you hadn't even realized you were going to pray for. Because he's empowered you to do it. Yeah. So don't forget, you've got to listen. Then go and act and speak. But most of all, simply ask the Holy Spirit to overflow from you. Ask Jesus to overflow from you. You're empowered. You're a child of God. You have Jesus in you. You have the Father in you. And you have the Holy Spirit in you. Ask him to overflow from you throughout your day. Then it doesn't matter what you say or anything to anybody. Just being there, overflowing with Jesus, will make a huge difference. And you won't help but be empowered. And you won't help but suddenly be doing something that the Holy Spirit wants you to do. So, this coming week and from now on, just don't forget that you are an empowered person of the Holy Spirit. Amen.